welcome to the Starship Icarus. The following records have been accessed through a remote Nova upload. Our general network connection has been disabled permanently for privacy concerns. We hope you find the following record satisfactory.
So then Nova became part of the ship to separate it from Atlas, and we've been floating around aimlessly in space since. Of course, then we realized we were running out of food, and that brings us here.
Oh, how exciting. But I will likely be needing you to repeat that for me in the future.
It's been recorded. I'm happy to play it back for you. I think the rest of the crew may prefer to spend an hour doing something else.
Anything else, really.
Feel free to make yourselves at home. This room is typically Orion's, but as she's away at the moment, I'm sure she wouldn't mind sharing. There's a second room down the hall as well if you need. I do hope you don't mind the pull-out beds. They only intended for me to live here after the mine closed, so I'm afraid most of the extra utilities are rather old.
Ooh, I called dibs on the built-in.
This is just fine, Doctor. We've been sleeping in pods for ages now. Just being able to sit up all the way would be a nice change.
Get some rest. I'll try to have something nice ready in the morning. Karina used to love pancakes. Does that sound nice? I can pull out some extra flour. We're a bit low on ingredients right now, but we can use what's left before Orion gets back.
That name sounds really familiar for some reason.
It's one of the major constellations. I'm sure you've heard it plenty of times. Should I go get Karina? She hasn't gotten lost, has she?
My apologies. She's a little under the weather. Don't worry, I've recorded our path, so I can very easily show her around.
Of course. I'm sure all those adventures were very stressful. Oh, if you shower, cup the water in your hand before stepping in. If it's glowing, let me know. That just means we need to flush out the filtration system. Sleep well!
I'm sorry, did she say it glows?
She said it does sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's normal.
There is a bed made for you, if you could please just get some rest. Are you still feeling dizzy?
I'm fine. I probably just hit my head when we landed.
It's more likely because you refuse to take care of yourself. I understand you're experiencing more anxiety than usual, but that is no excuse for knowingly endangering the crew.
Excuse me?
Flying the ship under duress is incredibly dangerous. If you'd make the wrong move on the controls, we could have been at the bottom of a crater instead of being inside this place.
First of all, I'm fine. We didn't fall into a crater because I am more than capable of handling this myself. Secondly, what do you mean, this place? I don't like it either, but it's all we could come up with.
You're lucky is what you are. But I know this was the only option. There is just something about the radio frequencies in here that's making my connection all fuzzy. I don't like it. Why don't you like it?
You mean besides having to be around my mother?
I'm assuming there is an additional reason, yes.
Mother.
No. Can't think of any. So we've got rooms down there, or what?
Yes. Just go ahead and I'll direct you. The kettle is... Can someone... It's analog. I can't turn it off. Can someone get that?
Your robot friend is very interesting. Was she always this conversational?
Not a robot.
Oh, no, not really. She was assigned to me, and since they only brought me to Atlas for PR, no one noticed when she started to be fun.
Then, she essentially absorbed all of her Novas, so she's about 6 times bigger than the program intended for her to be.
Oh, God, I gotta say, Doc, after 3 weeks on freeze-dried bacon, this tastes delicious.
Oh, good. I have a small garden downstairs to grow some organic material. Once you're done eating, I'd be happy to give you a tour.
Did the ice mines leave a bunch of mineral deposits? I bet that's good for growing things.
Oh, something like that.
That is a lot of food.
Oh, your mom's friend is doing a supply run, so we got all the leftovers.
Oh, yes. Orion will love to finally meet you. She's been quite a fan of the program. She was so excited when you beat out Ares. That had to feel quite special. He was always such a good student.
You never had students.
But I had a hand in the Pantheon program back in the day. I always liked Ares. You two got along so well.
You didn't know him.
Nonsense. I took his blood plenty of times.
Well, he was pretty different by the time we met him. Is that how you know this Orion person? From the early program?
Oh, no. We met later. Orion will be thrilled, Karina. She knows all about that ship you have. She's very smart and has this very interesting haircut and...
Could you stop talking about Orion?
What she means, Doc, is we're a little out of the loop here. She's getting your groceries because she's your...
Ah, she's like an aide. There used to be cameras in here, but they never worked properly. Instead, they sent someone over to help with my research and make sure I wasn't misbehaving. Oh, and that reminds me, it's very likely that your robot signal will be unable to reach us on the lower floors. Lots of interference.
Again, I am not a robot. I have a completely different interface system to a robot. I really don't see any similarities.
So this Orion, she goes back and forth from here to the colony. A lot?
Oh, yes. She normally does a supply run about once every week, sometimes every two if she has space for more cargo. You actually just missed her before you showed up. Like ships in the night.
Yeah, we saw something driving away earlier. Must have been her.
You hear that, Karina? Your mom's friend has a car.
Why does... Oh. Yes. Yes, I heard.
And how long does it usually take her to get back?
She'll likely be back tomorrow morning. It's a full day's drive, I think. She's likely packing up the rest of our supplies before refueling. Are you worried you'll have to leave before she'll get back?
Oh, no, not at all. We just want to make sure we stick around long enough to say hi. Say, I'm done with my food. How's about that tour?
Of course. Who else would like to join?
Marcus and Grissom can tag along. Right, guys?
But I'm done with my food, too.
I think the boss might need your help with the coffee machine. We don't have one on the ship, and I'd sure like to get our hands on one someday, wouldn't you?
It's just a coffee maker. I don't see why. Ooh, yes. Yes, I can help figure out how to get a coffee maker.
I'm going to assume both of you have inhaled a toxic gas.
Ooh, it's always possible. We may need to flush the vents. Anyway, whoever's free for the tour, come with me. I can always show the others later.
Coffee maker? That's what you came up with?
I'm sorry. But do you see anything here with wheels on it? I'm working with what I've got.
I'm still not sure I know what's going on personally.
We're going on a tour, buddy. That's all you need to focus your pretty head on.
So, you holding in there?
Can we not make this a heart-to-heart, please?
I'm just checking in, dude. Don't worry. I'm not gonna pretend to be good at emotions now. You just look like you haven't slept in ages, so... I figured I'd check in before we try to booby trap the place.
I'm fine. You don't need to worry about me. It's just hard being around her.
Yeah, I get that. She seems fun, though. But, I mean, I know that doesn't make up for everything else. Or stop you from freaking out about the chances you're gonna end up all wooey. Hey, at least we got pancakes.
I believe Karina's discomfort around her mother is only getting worse the more she talks to herself.
Not this again.
Yes, this again. You are still doing it even after I brought it up previously. If you're concerned about your mental health, you should at least let us know.
Sorry, I missed something. You're talking to yourself?
I'm not. Nova thinks I am, but it's nothing.
I have recorded you multiple times having both full conversations with yourself and mumbling every other word. Sure, you're being careful enough as not to let me record everything, but I am still very aware it's happening.
Can we please just focus on how to steal a vehicle?
Yeah, sure. Whatever. I'm not asking questions. To start, I guess we're gonna need something to hit her with. I'll focus on finding that and give you two some space. Maybe, check the door. See what angle works to hide behind.
We are not done talking about this, Karina. I can't record something that's not happening. If you haven't been sleeping properly, it's possible you aren't aware you're doing it in the first place.
Not there.
Not there.
Nova, just leave it alone. I am fine. End of conversation.
For you, maybe.
We've managed to pave most of the walkways, though you will see more exposed walls as we get deeper. If you look closely, you can see the path the ice veins left behind. Our heating situation may be tricky, but the lab stays the perfect temperature.
What exactly did they have you researching? Not to be rude, but, you know, the general word back home was that you retired.
I can see why they'd say that. I've assisted with plenty of things, mainly with the development of egg. DM. We have some original flavors in the storage room I would be happy to show you at some point, though I will admit they are not pleasant.
Not sure how big an improvement the current formula is.
Oh, trust me, it is.
So, how much further is this garden, huh? Not that I mind looking at a bunch of old mines, but this is a lot more walking than expected.
We're almost there. I'm afraid when I started this project, there were certain mineral deposits that only existed in these lower floors. Now, I'm sure I could relocate it if I wanted, but it would be quite a lot of work.
What is... You said this was a garden.
It is. It's all organic matter. Oh, could you close the door, please? The spores try to move to the rest of the compound if given the opportunity, and it's always such a hassle to clean.
What is all this? Why are they glowing?
I've seen plants that look like some of these before, in aquariums mainly. The pressure is different, so that would explain the shapes and frills, but...
Hey, buddy, look with your eyes, okay?
Conditions here are very unique. Originally, we could only grow less complicated things, like mushrooms or unicellular organisms. After introducing some of the more unique compounds to the terraformer, the plants began to grow stronger and develop their own method of producing light for one another. Oh, and that reminds me, I've also developed a functioning terraformer. It's the oval-shaped object in the back corner. It works very similarly to a humidifier, but with a far more complex gas filtration system.
That color blue look familiar to you, Jones?
I hate to say that it does. Does the colony know you have all this down here?
Not at all. They've taken my research before and turned it into what you now use as your pilot serum, but I'm not about to lose track of any samples again. Thankfully, the light the plants are emitting comes at such a strange frequency that it disrupts any electrical waves around the compound. If you need to call your robot at any point, you'll need to do so on the other side of that door.
So, the serum came from something like this?
Yes. To be specific, it was something I found after using that mint plant on your left to make tea. That was when I had my first accident. So, ultimately, that is my least favorite plant. The only reason it survived the first lab raid was thanks to a sampling of seeds I'd taken earlier that week.
Right. Well, if you three don't mind, I think I need to check in on the boss. Make sure she drank enough water and all that.
Go right ahead. Just knock when you're done and I can let you back in.
Please let her know that I, too, am incredibly concerned. Would you?
You are all such good friends. Oh, Marcus, over here. I can show you some mushrooms that look similar to the ones you grew.
Jones is trying to connect. Are you free to talk?
Not me. Just gotta get that pipe unscrewed at the top.
What's going on?
Boss, there's something down here you need to take a look at.
I don't have time for that right now. What's going on?
Your mom has a whole alien ecosystem in her basement, that's what. She's been fertilizing plants with the stuff that made her lose her mind. So now it's a cave full of slimy, glowing blue plants. It's floor to ceiling in here. And we have to keep the doors closed or the spores try to invade the rest of the compound.
To my knowledge, most plants carry seeds, not spores.
The word she used was spores.
Great. Look, that is disgusting. So just bring a sample of it up if you want. Finding a way to the colony is what's important right now.
Suit yourself. But something weird is going on down here.
Oh, got the pipe.
Jones, we can talk about it later, okay? Just don't touch anything with your bare hands and get back up here.
Don't worry. I'm not touching anything. See you soon.
I thought moon gravity would make falling hurt less. It didn't.
I can tell. Come on, give me your hand.
You're seeing that happen too, right? With the lights?
Yeah. Also, I think there's something Jones is bringing up that you'd like to see.
It took a second to dig this out without touching anything, but here's the whole mushroom. Same species as mine, just more shiny.
Ugh, that's so gross. What happens if you touch it?
We don't know, and you are not finding out today.
We had to trade some of Marcus's personal stash to get these, so good call in bringing those over, I guess.
Sorry, were you saying I was right about something? I couldn't quite hear you. I think you'll have to say it again.
In your dreams, pretty boy.
Are we sure the jar is sealed properly? I'm feeling staticky. I don't like it.
We're sure. We got the jar right out of the doc's lab. Apparently, whatever causes the glowing interferes with radio waves. She said that's why they couldn't keep the cameras around.
So somehow it becomes a liquid and causes all the voices and stuff?
I don't think it was this strain exactly. Your mom said the program took an earlier sample for the serum. They can't grow it on their own, so this is like the organic version.
Come on. You gotta let me mess with it.
No one is touching this jar or any of Marcus's special mushrooms. Right now, all we need to focus on is how to get that car.
Right. So the best I've got is we split up, two of us keep Dr. Linden busy, and the other two grab her when she comes back. Marcus and Grissom are on distraction, while Jones, Amelia, and I are on intercept. Nova will be able to talk to both groups, so she can let us know when we're clear.
I will also be here to ensure the three of you don't get carried away. You seem to share a single ounce of self-preservation.
Ignoring that, we have everything we need.
We should. Once the doctor's gone, Amelia will set up a tripwire. You and I can stand on either side of the door, so when she comes in, we can grab her. Once she's down, Amelia can tie her arms back. I mean, she failed the program, so it should be easy.
I swear I've heard the name Orion before somewhere.
It's gotta be a common name out there, right? Like the doc said.
Guys, focus. We've got the plan, so everyone gets some rest. Eat some food. And for the love of whatever god you have, do not touch the glowing plant. Sound good?
Yeah, you were more fun back on Atlas, you know.
The new ETA just came in, 30 minutes until Orion's arrival.
All right, sent the doctor down to the storage room, so Marcus and Grissom, you're good to head down. We'll lock the door up as soon as you're out of the room.
What did you send her after? It's gonna take a second to get down there.
Hair gel. Why would she have hair gel? Anyway, just go before she forgets she was looking for something.
I'm gonna go board the door. Let's get the show on the road.
Are we sure letting her help is the best plan?
Honestly, I'd rather know where she is the whole time.
Please, make a little more noise. Just in case the doctor didn't hear the first time. And be careful with that plant sample.
Dr. Linden, anything we can help with?
I'm trying to find where I put the cosmetic supplies. I think Karina wants to fix the state of her hair. Don't tell her I said this, but it is very obvious she's forgotten protocol since you launched.
Oh, don't worry, ma'am. I think she knows.
Say, are those original egg samples around here?
Why? You don't want to try them, do you?
Oh, no. I was just thinking since you mentioned them before.
He would love to, actually. Do you have any that aren't expired?
Well, if that's your only requirement, I'm sure I can find a prototype somewhere. Here, look through this box for whatever it was Karina needed, would you? Marcus, you can help me with the ladder.
I hate you.
Done. Okay, I'll be over behind that cabinet. When she's on the ground, I can jump in. Break legs. Figuratively. Of course.
10 minutes. How are you feeling?
Honestly, this doesn't even rank on the list of dumb things I've done, so I'm feeling pretty confident.
And you, Karina?
I'm fine, Nova. You don't need to have a tone with me.
I'm not having a tone. My concern is justified. You barely slept last night, and I have at least 3 hours worth of you talking to yourself recorded. If you're about to get in a physical altercation, your mental well-being should at least be considered.
I'm sorry. You what?
It's nothing, Jones. Stay focused.
No. We got a second. What does she mean you're talking to yourself? Are you sleepwalking again?
Off everything, I can see she's stationary, but it is alarming with the given history.
I am fine. Can we please focus on the door?
Guys!
If you're seeing shit, that's something we need to know, Karina!
I completely agree.
You've gotta be kidding me. Every time. Guys!
What?
She's here. Listen.
You have to ping me if you're changing the code, Helena. We've been over this.
We will talk about this later.
Helena, come on. I'm exhausted. Of course she went underground.
Okay. Nova, override this one and let her in.
Just don't be excessive.
Get her!
Nova?
Yes. Hi. Sorry. Trying to get the situation under control.
What was that? Are you all right over there?
I'm fine. Nothing to worry about over here. Did you find those samples yet?
Still looking. Dr. Linden, maybe you have something else that would be cool to see? Maybe something that's not edible?
Another time, dear. I think Orion got back early. Poor thing probably got quite the scare. I never mentioned guests.
Yes, you could say that.
I'm sure she's fine. Jones is really personable. I bet they've already calmed down.
What the fuck is going on?
Well, we tried.
Why did no one mention she has a metal arm?
Shit!
That bolt got me right between the eyes!
Wait, hold on. I just have to tie it off.
Oh, who put this table here? What a terrible idea.
Helena!
Sorry, she heard the noise and... Is Jones bleeding?
Cooper Grissom?
Oh, from Space Scouts. I knew your name sounded familiar.
Orion, I see you've met my daughter. Karina, could you please get off Orion? This is really not how to make a good first impression. Good, now let's get this place cleaned up. Someone rearranged my furniture like a crazy person.
I'm really starting to think we escaped Atlas on sheer luck.
So, in our defense, we didn't realize you were you, seeing as, you know, it's been a minute.
A prosthetic arm and leg? So cool. Can I take a closer look?
You stay away from me.
Yeah, ditto for you, Terminator.
Stop moving or you're gonna get antiseptic in your eyes.
Okay, Look, here's the deal. We need that vehicle to get to the colony, and since I guess you and Grissom are friends, we can try being civil. Just give us the keys and we'll let you go while we try to get the hell out of this situation.
Okay, first of all, friends is generous. Secondly, are you insane? No, I'm not giving you anything.
Excuse me, but are we sure a bolt didn't hit something important?
I don't need to ask. I am asking so I don't have to rob you in front of my mother.
But pinning me to the floor a few minutes ago was fine. What sort of steroids have they put you on, huh?
Girls, be nice.
Hello? Can anyone else feel that?
No, I am not going to be nice. I tried to save my crew from a suicide mission, and now I am trying to keep us from getting killed, because that's what decommission means, and the only people on this piece of shit rock that aren't from the program are in the Earth Embassy, which I need a car to get to.
Oh, and you're the only person they've tried to kill.
Seriously? Is anyone even listening to
me? They've tried to kill everyone in the program at least once before. You're just lucky they didn't try and get rid of you earlier.
You knew?
Of course I knew. Everyone knows. Did you really just realize that they lied to you?
Hello? I can't see anyone. Marcus? Where did everyone go?
Welcome back, and thank you for listening. As I'm sure you can tell, I'm a bit under the weather this week, so please forgive the outro. We're getting through. To receive episodes early under normal circumstances or just to support the show, you can follow us on Patreon at Icarus Pod. A special thank you to those who have joined us there already for their help in making the show possible. We are also available on Instagram and Twitter under the same username, at Icarus Pod. Thank you to our voice talent for this and all of our episodes. Holden Glazer as Marcus, Jasmine Glick as Nova, Rachel Kim as Amelia, Eric Hatch as Jones, David Morgan as Grissom, Remy Owen as Dr. Linden, Caleb Rousseau as Karina, and introducing Chantel Willis as Orion. Our theme is by Holden Glazer, writing and production by Caleb Rousseau. For more, please see the show notes of the episode. Questions, comments, or plant care tips can be sent to IcarusPod@gmail.com. Stay safe out there.
Boop, 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 boop. Wait for Grissom to get in line on the tour. Come along, Grissom, you slow goony goon. Anyway.
I'm fine, Nova. You don't need to have a tone with me.
You have a tone with me.
How much do we make on the moon? What is our salary when we're marooned on a Mars?
At the moment, we're not making any money.